Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If they're not using online marketing as a channel already, I think it is really time for people to consider that pretty heavily. And
Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you, do you have a strategy right now where you are getting leads that come into your inbox while you're sleeping? Do you have a strategy where you are optimized with both Google AdWords and SEO, search engine optimization? If not, then guess what? Today's your lucky day. We've got a free strategy session just for you, and it's with Dan Barrett. If you recognize his name, he was a guest on episode 565, and he is the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy and get a free strategy session to learn with him how to implement an online strategy for your market in both SEO and Google AdWords. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy. Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out all the fluff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. And well, guess what? Today is Saturday. So because it's Saturday, we're doing a special segment called Situation Saturday, where we are going to have a best ever guest talk about a challenging situation he was in and how the heck he overcame it. And we're going to be talking to not one, but two best ever guests. First one is Nick Perry. And Nick is a wholesaler, and he is doing 8 to 10 deals a month right now. But prior to doing 8 to 10 deals a month, he had done 2 deals, and then he was trying to figure out what is going to be the competitive advantage, what is going to be the differentiator that sets him apart and gets him to the next level. And enter the second best ever guest, Mr. Dan Barrett, who is the head nerd, according to him, at AdWords Nerds, which helps real estate investors get more leads and deals with paid traffic. If you recognize Dan's name and company name, well, that's because you're a loyal best ever listener. Him and his company are a sponsor of this podcast. And instead of interviewing him about his company, I thought it would be best to hear from one of his clients to hear what challenging situation his client was in and how he overcame it by partnering with Dan. So that's the approach today, to learn more about how to take our business to the next level. So how about in like 30 seconds or less, each of you introduce yourself just to give the Best Ever listeners more context. So Dan, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everybody. I'm Dan. I should say that it's not just according to me. I am objectively the head nerd at AdWords Nerds. We are the biggest Google partner agency that works specifically with investors. And basically all we do all day is help investors get more leads or deals, whether that's kind of as a service where we do everything for them, or as part of our coaching program where we help investors kind of build their own capacity to do that stuff in-house. And it's awesome. It's fun nerd stuff all day, every day, as we like to say.
And Nick?
Yeah, and my name is Nick Perry. I'm a wholesaler at Austin, Texas, founder of Want to Sell Now. It's one of the top 10 We Buy Houses websites in terms of SEO in the United States. So we've been fortunate in those regards. And we're here doing deals in not just Austin, but we do deals down in San Antonio as well. So it's actually been a record year for us. So thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Well, you just set the stage perfectly by mentioning the wanttosellnow.com being a top 10 website in terms of SEO. So how about you take us in a time machine a little bit, Nick, and tell us about when you were first getting started and the challenges that you were coming across getting some traction.
So I started getting into real estate about 2.5 years ago. I moved from Virginia down to Texas, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, where's the money at? I want to follow the money, right? So I knew in Austin, Texas, the two biggest drivers for money is going to be in real estate and it's going to be in tech. So I got a tech job actually selling pay-per-click advertising for Indeed.com. And then at the same time, at night, I started watching YouTube videos till nauseam. So I'd get home and I'd watch everything I possibly could on real estate investing. After a few weeks of doing that, started going to my local RIAs and trying to figure out who's who. And I got a really good mentor at the time. He's an older gentleman. His name's Guy Jimenez, who's now actually my partner. I think you actually interviewed him a few weeks back. But we started doing some deals together pretty much exclusively through direct mail at the time. So we were sending out thousands and thousands of pieces of direct mail every month right at the very beginning. Very low response rate, and our cost per deal was through the roof, partially because direct mail is starting to die out. And then additionally, we've got a ton of investors here in the Central Texas area. So I knew that I had to find a way to break out, because it just wasn't a sustainable business model to rely on just direct mail for my business. It was a real challenge. I mean, we were going months and months and months with no deals. Like you said earlier, I did two deals before I met Dan. So all of 2015, I did two transactions. But the entire time I'm marketing, I'm taking all of my W-2 salary to try to get out of my job and dumping it into direct mail with very low response rate. And it was frustrating, you know. I wasn't really seeing much results. You know, sometimes I'd send out $5,000 of direct mail and get two or three calls. Usually they're like, take me off your list, right?
So, how did you two get introduced to each other?
Kind of back up a little bit. Like I was telling you, I was watching YouTube videos till nauseam. So I started following Dan Schwartz, that owner of Investor Fuse, and he was putting out videos on how to set your podio up. And one of the videos that he did, he actually interviewed Dan a couple of years back, and they went into AdWords. And I had watched that video. I replayed it like 5 or 6 times. And then finally I was like, you know what? I just got to reach out to this guy, Dan, and see if he can help me out. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and I sent him an email after watching the video a few times, and he emailed back. And he said, well, you know, I'm actually doing a coaching class on this in a few months. I'm looking for early participants right now. Would you be interested in joining? And I immediately jumped on the opportunity. And coincidentally, I had a work trip up in his neck of the woods in Connecticut. And I said, I'm going to be up there in a couple of weeks. Let's go out for a beer. So we went out for a beer last September. We went out for a beer and then turned into like 3 or 4 beers. Had a great time. And then we started the coaching class a few weeks later. And the coaching class definitely changed my life, changed my business for the better. So that's kind of how we got started.
Yeah. First and only investor to ever buy me beer, I will say. Mostly because I don't know many investors in Connecticut, but I appreciate that still to this day. That is very nice.
So, Dan, were his challenges unique?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Nick is actually in a pretty competitive market. I mean, Austin particularly is a really competitive market right now, especially for stuff like AdWords. So if anything, Nick probably has it tougher than most people in terms of just amounts of competition and everything. But no, I mean, that's pretty typically what we see. When we work with people, it's more an issue of people need a sense of what's worked in the past and a direction they need to go in, because most investors, like anybody, they're worried about wasting money. They're worried about spending money on something online that's just going to suck their money out of a hole in the wall and they're never going to see it again. So it's a pretty common problem. Luckily, with stuff like AdWords, it's like Nick was saying, you know, it's kind of like follow the money. It's much with us. Like, we follow what's been successful, right? We look at the data that AdWords produces, and we can basically say, this is what's worked in the past. It's what gives you a statistically good chance of being successful, and then you can iterate from there. So that's pretty much kind of what we do on a regular basis.
And when you come across a challenge like Nick was having, do you have a process that you take people through?
Yeah, absolutely. Our process, you know, specifically like what Nick is talking about, our coaching program, our process is pretty straightforward. For me, it starts with figuring out what the person or the investor is comfortable with, right? So a common question I always get is like, you know, what do I need to spend in my market? Like, so for example, someone might say, you know, what do I need to spend in AdWords in Austin? And that question is fundamentally backwards, right? Mm-hmm. It's what can you spend comfortably and long-term, and what's the strategy that works with that amount? So I don't require our students to spend a certain amount. Instead, we say, pick an amount that you're comfortable with that you can put into the business right now. It's not going to break the bank, right? And we'll build a strategy around that for your market that's going to make sense for you. So for us, once we know the budget, we can sort of put, we call it our four-pillar system. It's basically kind of attacks it via AdWords, via local traffic, and via organic traffic.
What's the fourth? AdWords, local traffic?
The fourth pillar is actually long-term optimization of all those
channels. Okay.
And for us, like let's say someone is in Nick's market, really competitive, and they got a really small budget. We might shrink the amount of advertising they do and expand the amount of organic traffic they try to get, right? And likewise, if someone's really just a natural at AdWords and they're really crushing it there, they might put more effort into AdWords and less into everything else. So for me, it's pretty straightforward at this point. We look at the market, we look at where people want to go, and we say, let's design a strategy to get you there. So it's a process that we've had a lot of success with so far.
Nick, what could you spend whenever you got going?
When I first got going, my original daily budget was $60 a day, and it's grown from there. But when I first started, the first, I would say, 90 days, I had it capped at $60 a day.
That's what, like $1,800 bucks a month. What were your thoughts before you got going? Were you like, $60, where is this going? Or were you just have faith in the process? Where was your head at?
Dan actually did a really good job of explaining it up front. He's got a really good system, putting it into context. You don't worry about how much you spend on a daily basis. You worry about what's your cost per lead. So what's your cost form submission? If somebody goes onto your website and fills out the form, what's it cost for that? And then how many leads does it take to get a deal? So once you have those numbers, then you can decide whether you're profitable. So I realized it takes me 10 to 15 form submissions to get a deal. And that with our leads are around $150. So our cost per deal is between $1,500 and $2,000. And we'll make $15,000 to $20,000. We have a really good acquisitions team and fortunate to have a guy who's very experienced. So we're able to make really good margins on our advertising.
Yeah, you're making between $13,000 to maybe $18,000. On a deal whenever you factor that in. So why not spend $10,000 a day on that and then just scale up the numbers? Or does it not work that way?
We're getting there. And the thing with real estate investing is there's only so many motivated sellers out there. So you reach a point in your market where you're dominating the search results, which is a great thing. There is an upper limit to it at a certain point, but our AdWords budget has grown substantially in the last 8 to 12 months.
If I could chime in real quick, I think that that's actually a really good point. So there's a point at which spending more money kind of helps you, but there's also a point at which spending more money isn't the primary way to grow, right? So let's say you're spending $1,500 a month like Nick is. Let's say he's really profitable. He might be able to double that or triple it. I'm just making that up, but let's say he triples it, right? And all those numbers are going to stay consistent, like his cost per lead, his close rates, all that stuff stays consistent. So scaling it to a certain point. But after that point, what you're doing is you're breaking into the broader market. Like let's say there's 150 like super, super motivated people in your neighborhood each month that go online and search for Google. And again, I'm making that up, but let's say those are those people. And let's say there's like 500 people that are motivated, but not crazy motivated. Like they're probably going to sell in the next 3 months, right? There's probably like 2,000 or 3,000 people that are just kind of interested in selling. Maybe they're going to sell in the next year. Well, your return on the investment for generating those people's leads is going to be less, or at least less immediate, than the people in the first group of people that we talked about, the super hyper motivated people. That's part of the strategy. It's like, what type of leads are you comfortable paying for? If you just want to stay with those highest motivation level, highest value leads, a lot of times the way you scale that up is not by spending more, it's by getting more efficient. So writing better ads, having a better landing page that converts more people, optimizing your bids so you spend less to get the same leads, and stuff like that. So there's different ways to scale up, different levers to pull, depending on what someone's comfort level is with a certain amount of spend.
Nick, where are you at now in terms of leads that you're generating on a regular basis for your business?
We'll bring in 2 to 3 highly motivated sellers per day is our average. And like I said, we're converting 1 in 10 to 1 in 15 of those. So our cost per lead right now is $153, which is not bad.
What, if any, marketing are you doing outside of this?
We just started doing direct mail again, literally just launched a campaign within the past week and a half, just because I needed supplemental leads to come in. Because to Dan's point, we like to deal with the really high motivated sellers. So we like to deal with the high motivation coming in from our inbound leads. And there's just not enough of it to scale to a multi-million dollar business. So we're supplementing with doing direct mail. Again, I know it has a lower response rate, but that's it. We're doing SEO and PPC advertising. And then we mine for leads on Zillow, and that's it. Those are our only 3 marketing channels.
How much time do you spend on online marketing, you personally?
Me personally, not as much anymore. In the beginning, when you're setting up a website and you're getting your landing page set up so it's configured properly and trying to get the SEO down and setting up the AdWords campaigns, it's very time intensive at the very beginning. But now it's pretty hands off. You know, I'll do my AdWords maintenance once every couple of weeks, which takes me 30 minutes. I just like to check my site. So I'll get in there and mess around maybe 10 minutes a day. But above and beyond that, that's really it. It doesn't take me much time at all.
Dan, if someone's having a challenge like Nick was previously, what do you recommend that they do?
In general, what I typically recommend for most folks is just to, if they're not using online marketing as a channel already, I think it is really time for people to consider that pretty heavily. And whether they work with us or they work with someone else or they figure out how to do it on their own, I am a zealous advocate for this kind of marketing because I honestly, truly believe that if you don't have a foot in this world now, it is only going to get harder over the next 5 years, right? It is just going to get more and more crazy. And I really kind of truly believe that. I mean, I think if people are interested in kind of working with us or just getting advice from us, obviously we sponsor the show. I've been offering kind of strategy sessions to folks who listen to the show. And everyone I've talked to, and I've talked to a bunch of your listeners, they're all super awesome people. Like just had like really amazing conversations. And I really appreciate that. So if people are interested in that, they can just hit us up. The website is adwordsnerds.com/strategy. But in general, it's like, I almost don't even care what people do. I just want people to know this needs to be a priority and just get started. Do something, right? Like, schedule a call with me. Do a NICTID, like go on YouTube. You know, there's tons of stuff online. As long as people are making some forward movement there, it's just going to create momentum and just create a ton of good for people. And I feel really strongly about that.
I will tell you, though, one thing that I did that I feel was a big part of the success we had is when I got that coaching from Dan, I took everything that he said and I followed it to 100% T. We did the live calls and then I would go back and watch the videos. And I still do exactly what he's told me to do. I mean, cookie cutter, verbatim, from day one. And I don't veer from that because the system works. You just got to follow it. And there's a lot of AdWords teachers out there. I know for our business, I don't think there's anybody else out there teaching investors how to do AdWords better than AdWords nerds right now. So definitely highly recommended. I've definitely got my money back multiple times over from that coaching course.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks for going into the details, Nick, of your cost per lead being about $153 and how many leads it takes you to get a deal and your thought process of what is the cost per lead versus other metrics, although I'm sure you track them, but that is the primary metric. And then talking through what you do to get leads. In addition to this, where SEO, PPC, mining on Zillow for leads, and then Dan talking through the process that you take your clients through. You mentioned the four pillars: AdWords, local traffic, organic, and long-term optimization. So best ever listeners, it's a no-brainer. Get a free strategy session with Dan. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy. There will be a link in the show notes page as well. Any parting thoughts from either one of you on this topic?
I want to say I feel very strongly about this too. So I'm going to get on my soapbox a tiny bit, but I think a lot of investors, I love working with investors. They're just like some of the coolest people. They're so driven. They're entrepreneurial. Like, I really kind of love them on a lot of levels, right? And I think the thing I see a lot is a lot of investors get like freaked out by what they perceive as the technical barrier. And they say like, I'm not a tech person. It's too much. I don't have the time, whatever it is. And I just saying like, it is so much easier than you think it is. Not to say that it's like just whatever, like falling off a bike or something, but the barriers keep getting lower and lower. And I just really believe that people can kind of get past that and get started in any way, they're going to see a huge benefit. So believe me when I say, if you're listening to this, if you figured out how to download a podcast, you can do this stuff, I promise. And I look forward to kind of seeing you guys out there because I think it's an important thing to do.
Nick?
Just like Dan said, for you know any real estate investors out there, if you can put together a wholesale deal or some advanced real estate deal, AdWords is not hard. It's just another thing. So get out there and take the steps necessary to getting yourself online and getting some leads coming in.
Awesome. Well, best ever listeners, go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy or just click that in the show notes link. Dan, Nick, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Ever wanted to invest in real estate without the headache of tenants, property managers, and leaky toilets? Real Estate Equity Investment Group is an East Coast premier private investment fund where you can put your liquidity in experienced hands. Head over to realestateequity.com. That's realestate-equity.com.